What would be your reaction if your childless and barren wife came home and announced to you that a man of God told her that she was going to have a baby? You may check her temperature or ask what she had for lunch that day. But this is exactly what happened to a man named Manoah in Judges 13. Listen to what it says in Judges 13, verse 6. Then the woman came and told her husband, "A man of God came to me, and his appearance was like the appearance of the angel of God. Very awesome. I did not ask him where he was from, and he did not tell me his name, but he said to me, 'Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son.'" After the announcement is made to this nameless woman, she runs and tells her husband the events of the day. There's no skepticism on Manoah's part. He drops down and prays right there, asking for a second visit from this man of God. To them, the visitor was perhaps a prophet. And Manoah had some questions for this holy messenger. And sure enough, God answers his prayers and sends the angel of the Lord to the woman a second time. And she runs and gets her husband, who has a special request for the messenger. "Tell me, what is his mission? How are we supposed to treat this son? How are we supposed to raise him? What are the rules that I'm supposed to follow so I can do this thing right?" Those are noble questions, aren't they? Good questions, logical questions even. But the angel refused to answer his questions and just repeated what he had already told his wife. Then Manoah tried to get one over on the messenger. "Maybe if I offer him a meal, then he will owe me this explanation." But the messenger refuses that as well. Finally, Manoah asked to know the messenger's name, to which the reply was, "You can't handle my nature." That's what is meant when the angel responds, "It is too wonderful." Finally, Manoah offers a sacrifice to the Lord. And when he did so, something too wonderful for them happened. That angel of the Lord went up in the flame and vanished, much like he did with Gideon in chapter 6. Manoah and his wife then fell on their faces. So do you see what happened here? Don't miss this. Manoah wanted more rules to follow, more guidelines, more information. And what did God give him? God revealed himself to Manoah. Just like in the book of Job, Job wanted answers, more information, but God revealed his nature and glory to Job, and that was enough. Manoah's response was fear. His wife's response was faith. And I think both responses are reasonable and necessary for worship. God revealed himself to them and demonstrated his power and might to them in a flash so that they would be assured of his power to do exactly as he sets out to do in the days to come. And that's why you can walk with Jesus day by day. When you pray today, please remember Brandon Lingle and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. Also, remember the French African LifeWord broadcast heard in Mali, Mauritius, Benin, Cameroon, Republic of the Congo, and Togo.